Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Christmas Clatter. We are less than 100 days away to Christmas. This is our last episode in September, and in 2 weeks, first Wednesday in October, we'll begin our weekly episodes. And we're going to start it off with a totally rad episode of Christmas Clatter. Our friend Jerry D from Totally Rad Christmas will be joining us, making his YouTube debut. I think it's his YouTube debut. I'm not sure. I have to ask you on that. And we'll be talking, I don't know, Christmas, 80s, that kind of stuff. But excited to have him. And for those just listening to the podcast, I have a mug. I always show my mug before we start, and I have a Christmas sweater mug with the Peanuts Yang on it. And Arnie and Doug from Pepper Tree Villa asked where I got it. You guys need to ask Holly. She bought this for me with another red Snoopy mug that I'll probably have next week. And she bought it for me for our anniversary, which was on the 16th of this month, which was exactly 100 days of Christmas. We didn't plan it. Just happened that way, but I love these mugs, and they're very, very cool. So Holly, I'll let you know where she got them from. I love them. But this is going to be, for those listening to the podcast, this will be a comment heavy episode responding to people in the comments. I'm by myself. I'm doing an unboxing. I'm going to try to keep it as podcast friendly as possible. I've done things like this before, and it seems like it worked out okay. But before we get too far, I need to thank our sponsor, Just the Recipe. And guys, with the holiday season coming up, we're going to be baking, cooking more than normal. And those great recipes you find online are often cluttered up with ads and pop-ups and blog posts and pictures. But Just the Recipe is an app. It's also a website that you can use to take those online recipes you find and just give me the directions, give me the ingredients with the amounts, and nice, clean, organized. You can save the recipes, put them in collections, share them. If you have the premium subscription, then you can, you know, add different ingredients, change the amounts of the existing ingredients. It does conversions and all kinds of great stuff. There is a free version. If you want to try it for free, go ahead. It does have some limits to it. But the premium version is just like $19 for a year. But if you use the promo code Christmas Clatter 23, you'll get 30% off an annual plan. So that pushes it to like 14-ish bucks. Somewhere around there for a whole year. And it's a great service. Holly and I have used them for quite a while before they joined us here on Christmas Clatter, because I really do not want to, state any kind of product or anything that I don't use and really think that you guys would benefit from. So check out Just the Recipe and use Christmas Clatter 23. And as a promo code for 30% off an annual plan, less than 5 Starbucks, you know, and I'm sure it's something that you will enjoy and use often, especially as the holidays approach and you're wanting to try those new recipes. So it won't be long here in a couple of weeks. The Christmas puzzle exchange will be underway. So be looking out for that. There'll be a form, a sign up form, and it'll be on the social medias and that kind of thing. And we'll get that done. And got some great guests lined up through October and November and December. And we'll be working on a guest that I've had a lot of requests for. And I think I can get her on. And see how that goes. Lots of cool stuff. Have the advent calendar ready to go. And just as a teaser, if you guys are listening to the podcast, when I end the podcast, I'll stay in the live chat a little bit. I think I'm going to show them the advent calendar I'm going to do this year. So it should be fun. But this episode is, I forgot what I titled it. I have a Timu Christmas, Merry Timu Christmas. Anyway, it's the going fad on YouTube, whatever niche thing you're doing on YouTube. You go to Timu and you buy a bunch of junk that relates to it and you unbox it to see if it's worthwhile or if it's just a bunch of junk. So I don't do any different. In fact, this package has been, we've had this for over a month probably, and it's just, I haven't done anything with it. In fact, I didn't even order everything in there. Holly ordered it for me. I kind of sent her some stuff that I kind of wanted to get. Not sure if she ordered that. Not sure exactly what she ordered. Even if she ordered the stuff I sent her, I don't even remember what I sent her. So it's all going to be kind of a surprise to me. Maybe if it's something I might recognize. One thing I did not do is lights, because searching through Timu, it looked like a lot of the lights were the same kind of lights you would buy from Amazon. And if you're not sure what Timu is, if you know what Wish is, it's just the new modern version of Wish. It's just a Chinese e-commerce website where you can buy stuff for really cheap. The quality of that stuff will swing wildly. Do I recommend people getting on there and going crazy on Timu? No, because your chances of getting junk that's not worth your money is high. However, there are some diamonds in the rough, and I don't know if it's, you know, how consistent that is. Like if you find something that's really worthwhile at a great price on Timu, the next time you order it, it might not be. So it's just a roll of the dice. I guess it's good for like real, consumable kind of things. That way you're just not burning a bunch of money on stuff that's going to get used up and tossed and that. But, the other thing with Timu that is really just why I can't recommend it for regular shopping, a lot of, copyright infringement and IP, ripoffs and blatant copies of things that shouldn't be copied. I mentioned the advent calendar. There's an advent calendar and you can find it on Amazon. It's a Grinch advent calendar. And if you look at the pieces, it's all hodgepodge Grinch pieces from different, manufacturers. There's like some Funko Grinch pieces in there and there's some like Jack Pacific Grinch pieces in there, and it's just a Photoshop of all these different Grinch pieces that I know aren't really in there. And I believe on Amazon there was a review of someone who bought it and they showed the actual pieces, and it's just like this like deranged version of the Grinch, you know, that doesn't really look anything like him in those. So just be real, real careful with that stuff, because if it's too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. And, you know, those copyrights and IPs and all that stuff. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, sometimes if you're trying to do something, it kind of stinks, or you'll get busted on something that's simple and maybe you didn't. But you know, just when it's just a blatant ripoff, it just kind of gets me under my skin a little bit. So, but with all that said, let's see what I got from Timu. And like I said, I don't remember, and I don't even remember how much stuff's in here. All right. And everything from Timu comes just like balled up in plastic, and I don't even know if they own any boxes as a store or not. So instead of me, grab this. Man, They do buy high quality packaging. All right. First thing here, I remember Holly saying something about this because we do in our master bedroom. It's a little bent, but it'll fly. We do a woodland tree in the master bedroom or ensuite, I guess they call them now. And so she bought this metal sign to kind of go in there, and it's actually pretty decent. Got a little bent in shipping, but nothing bad. And it's not much different than you'd buy like at Hobby Lobby or something like that. It's actually pretty nice. Yeah, that's I don't remember how much we spent. It was like 30 or 40 bucks total. So, but yeah, that's the first thing. This little metal sign to kind of go with the woodland tree in our bedroom there. So I can't complain with that. I don't remember how much this was. I didn't write any of that stuff down, but it wasn't more than 10 bucks, probably $3 or $4. So I'd say you probably pretty, like I said, it's a little bent, but the time you put it on a wall and stuff, it'd be great. So yeah, not bad. For those just listening, it's a like a vintage, rusted out, a picture of a reindeer with like some holly and mistletoe on his antlers and some birds. Very, very nice. So, but the great thing about Temu is everything wrapped in plastic is wrapped in more plastic. So we're going to see what all we have here. Oh, oh my goodness. Oh my. Yeah. I sense some shenanigans going on here. First of all, I thought this would be much bigger than it is. And everybody knows. Sorry for all the crinkly. I thought this was like a full-size lantern. But it's not. I remember picking this. I was thinking, oh, that's like going to be a full-size lantern. No. It's battery-powered. I don't know if it's got a battery in it. Nope. I need like 3 watch batteries to put in there. And the little candle comes on. But yeah, I thought this was a full-size lantern. It's neat, I guess. As you could tell, the loop on it is just a, see if the camera could pick that up there. It's just a high quality bent. Oh, it's not even a key ring. It just barely, the camera's not going to be able to pick that up, but it's just barely overlapped little loop. It's not like a key ring or nothing, but I guess for $4, what do you expect? But that's funny. That is funny. And let's see what. These are interesting. I don't think they glow in the dark, but if you're from the South, the required footwear of the South is Crocs, and Crocs, you can put charms on them. So we have a bunch of Christmas Croc charms, and they're pretty nice. I mean, they're just little plastic things that got things to go on your Crocs. So These aren't bad at all. These aren't bad at all. Kind of almost look like they glow in the dark, but I don't think they do. Just kind of got a yellowy tint to them. But yeah, some Crack Charms. Kind of smell real plasticky though. But what can I say? But those are cool. Those are cool. And then, I don't remember what this is supposed to be at all. Oh, they do glow. They do glow in the dark. So that's good. Should have had. But no Crocs for you, Jessica. So, are these supposed to be coasters? They're supposed to be coasters. I don't know what kind of glass they're fitting. And we've got two of them. I mean, they don't look bad. They're just small. I mean, you take my coffee cup. You know, they don't even fit my coffee cup. This coffee cup's a little bit smaller. Barely fit. It don't even fit this one. So, but yeah, I think these were supposed to be coasters. They're tiny. I mean, oh, car coasters. Okay, these go in the car. Man, so they're supposed to be that tiny. That ain't bad then. They go in your cup holder for your car. All right. Well, that makes a little bit more sense. I feel a little bit better. Couple bucks. Yeah. That's not terrible. Not terrible at all. So, have this thing. I will do another video or a short on this one to see how it works. Let you guys know. Anybody remember the viewfinder? I had many, many hours of entertainment on the viewfinder. And this is a, it's got batteries in it already. It's like a little mini Christmas scene viewfinder. Of course, there's no directions. So it had a tab for batteries. So let me see if I can get this thing to work. And so if the things will slide in. Oh, it projects on the wall. I don't know if I'll be able to get that on the wall, but I'm going to do another video on this. And then there's scenes on these little desks, like a viewfinder. And then you can project it on the wall with your little flashlight thing. So, and then you turn the scene like this. So I'm going to do a short or something like that. We're going to get into the dark, get someplace dark and see how it works. I can see it a little bit over here on the side. But it might be fun for kids. But I thought the flashlight would be a little bit bigger than this. But maybe I had too high of hopes for it all. One thing I did notice about Temu, the ornaments, a lot of them were flat ornaments. And, but we did get some and they came with plenty of twine for them, which is nice. And they are flat and they are wooden, thin wood, but, we got these little, retro looking ones and they're pretty nice. Got two of these. I'll just stick them together. But they're, you know, plain on the back, but, I believe a lot of these are like, public domain, pictures and you get two of each scene. So these aren't bad. These aren't bad at all. Really thin, really, really thin. I see one of them there. Very thin. And a set of them, 18 of them for $4.50. So these I'm pretty happy with. I think these are really quite nice, especially if, you know, you had a wreath or, you know, kind of needed something, you know, in this vein. These are quite nice. And I guess if you wanted to, since you had two, you know, a little hot glue or a little Gorilla Glue, and then you could put them together front and back, thicken them up a little bit. You know, if that was something you'd be interested in doing, you know, or you can, I guess, mix and match some of the prints or something along those lines. But yeah, kind of like a mid-century looking, almost kind of Archie Comics feeling on the people there kind of thing. But I really like this one. This one is actually pretty nice. Yeah, really, really nice. This one is a little bit kind of, yeah, the bell ones was really great. So yeah, the bell one was nice. And then this is the last one here. But yeah, those are pretty nice. I really like these. Here's the bell one again for people that might have missed it that Doug likes there. So yeah, those are great. Those are legit good. Like I said, they're a little thin, but they'd be great little additions if you know, doing a wreath or a tree or something like that. And then, like I said, you could also double them up. Yeah. Yeah, that's Campbell soup, Mikey. That's right. That's right. That's exactly, I couldn't think of it, and Archie came out. So I'm going to do this one because it's sitting here looking at me. I don't remember what it is. It says 100% linen. Is there one with pine cones? Let me thumb through there real quick to see if I see any. There's a Christmas tree. No. I don't see any with any pine cones. I don't know if there's some available with pine cones, but just it was all holly berries and that kind of stuff. But what is this? Oh, this is a pillowcase. You put like your throw pillow in. Try to get back here. I love nutcrackers, and my camera's going to go goofy on me. But yeah, this is a put your throw pillow in for your couch. And yeah, it's nice. Feels like a, doesn't feel rough. No weird smell to it. But yeah. We're going to have probably two nutcracker trees this year. One on each side of the nutcracker table. So, and I'm not sure which one to do. I'm thinking I'll do this one next. Grab my knife. But so far, so far it's not too bad. A couple of little things. Hey, Anita, long time. So, but yeah, a lot of times there's weird smells. This is a This, I'm sorry for all the paper rattling. So, well, I mean, I'm saying there's no weird smells. There could be, and I just can't smell them. So, you know, speaking of the Christmas puzzle exchange, this puzzle would not qualify. There's just not enough pieces to it. But this is a nativity puzzle. So, it's pretty good size. Looks, you know, the paint job's pretty good. It's on plywood. So, yeah. So it's a nativity puzzle to put together. It's not one of the sliding ones. The little, it's like a laser cut, like little wood pieces come out. And so I'll give that to my 10-year-old and see if she can't get that to fit together like it's supposed to. So, but yeah, nativity puzzle. Not too bad. Be a nice little stocking stuffer, that kind of thing. So, I'm not sure I'll do this one next here. I only got a couple more things left. Let's go through this pretty quick. So, oh, mercy. But, yeah, it's just, it seemed like the Christmas stuff on Temu was a little bit more, I don't want to say expensive, but it seemed like if you get on there and look for tools and stuff, the stuff's like really discounted. But the Christmas stuff seemed to be more like what you would expect to pay, you know, on some of it, like at Hobby Lobby and that sort of thing. And man, they love the bubble wrap. Oh, these are legit. Keeping with the nutcracker theme, we got some nutcracker ornaments here. So they seem to be fairly legit. Let's take a closer look. They don't have any mechanism. Well, this guy's beard's on a little crooked. But I don't think that's anything I can't couldn't remedy. There's no mechanism for moving their mouth. But yeah, they're not terrible. So $6.49 for a set of 6 nutcrackers. This one, the beard's on pretty straight, so he looks pretty good. Some kind of, you know, if you want to get real picky, some speckly paint on the back of his hand. You can see that orange dot there. But, yeah, another crooked beard. So, yeah. So they're not perfect by any means, but a little bit of, hot glue and some straightening of the beard is not bad, you know, for the savings. You know, and things like the paint job on the bottom of the feet aren't complete. Nobody's going to see that, but if you wanted to, you know, you could touch that up with a little brush, you know, for what you paid for them. They feel pretty well made. This one, you can see the glue on his hair. Let's see if I can get that to focus. But there, right there is a big glob of glue on his head where the hair goes. Hard to see in the camera. His arm's a little wiggly. So, I mean, they're not perfect, but for less than $7, you can put a little bit of paint, a little extra glue on them, and they'll be fantastic. So, yeah, some elves had too much eggnog. That's a fact there. So, but we're down to our last thing. I don't even know what it is or remember, but really the Temu stuff hasn't been as terrible as I've seen a lot of the different people do. Order things, especially tools. I really like watching tool stuff. And a lot of it's just, you know, pure junk. But this hasn't been too terrible. And I think if you had a discerning eye and they're not just blatantly lying to you with the picture that you're going to get, I think you could probably make a pretty decent pretty decent choice. And this thing is in a box. I think it's sticking with a theme we've had running here. This might be, well, we'll see. A legit full nutcracker. His mouth doesn't work. He's got the mechanism, but it doesn't work. He looks really great though. Everything looks right. Little fuzz there. The paint looks good. There's some heaps of hot glue down here. You can see that in the camera. But a little bit of hot glue on that drum. But $8.50 to Nutcracker. That is not bad at all. He's full size. I'd say that's 10-inch Nutcracker. Fuzzy black jacket and gold accents with the drum and drumsticks. But not bad at all. Not bad at all for $8.50. You know, Nutcracker at stores start like at $20 or something, full price. But see if I can pull him in here, get him in here full. But yeah, he is. It's not a bad looking Nutcracker there. So, yeah. But, you know, overall, not too terrible. I'd say that's probably a solid, I'd give that a solid B. Not too many stinkers. I think the biggest stinker would be the lantern. But once I get batteries in it, we'll see what it looks like. It's just a little small. And, of course, I was expecting something, you know, full-size lantern. But I think if you had a discerning eye, like I said, that you could probably get some stuff off Temu that's not too terrible. I'd order it now because the shipping takes forever. You know, I wouldn't be trying to do it week of Thanksgiving or anything like that. So, but yeah, it's, you know, it's not too bad. So that's a Temu Christmas. A few things I want to say before I let you guys go. It's a little bit abbreviated, I know, episode, but I got a convention to go to, and tomorrow, so I'll be traveling some. Got a lot of stuff, a lot of great stuff planned for Christmas Clatter this year, and I got an episode coming up the Wednesday before Thanksgiving here in the States. And that Wednesday, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving here in the States, we will not be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be at 8 p.m. On London time, and which would be like 2 p.m. Central Time, you know, noon on the West Coast and 3 p.m. on the East Coast, because I'm having Jack from the Total Christmas Podcast, and to kind of, you know, have an episode that our friends across the pond will be able to see, because it's an early, early morning for them. Hey, and they're in Southeast Asia. I appreciate you hopping on here again, my friend. Appreciate it. And I also have Ken from Ken Conson. He's you guys might know him as Ken the Content Coach. He does a lot of beard and men's fitness things, and he's going to be on an episode, and I believe it's in October. And since he's a beard guy, we're going to be ranking Santa's beards from different fictional Santas. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And got some other great stuff for you. This is last of every other week. I won't be here next week, but the first Wednesday in October, we'll start weekly episodes of Christmas Clatter, and we'll run through Christmas. You know, and I just about forgot the essential Christmas music playlist as I was wrapping this thing up. So we better get to that before I hit end on this episode, or I will have a revolution on my hands. But let's look at this week's installments of the essential Christmas playlist. This is week 5 of it. So I'm not going to run through everything on there, but Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry, Merry Christmas Baby, Otis Redding, and Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, O Come All Ye Faithful, Nat King Cole and Toby Mac, Mary Did You Know, Pentatonics and Clay Aiken, Coventry Carol, Pentatonics, Holly Jolly Christmas, Burl Ives and Michael Bublé, Let It Snow, Dean Martin and Ray Cundiff, Home for the Holidays, Perry Como. Christmas Time Is Here, the Vince Guaraldi Trio, Here We Come a Caroling, Perry Como and Ray Cundiff. So, yeah. It's, that's these installments. They've been added to the Essential Christmas playlist. And for those that don't know, on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube Music, links are in the description, show notes. I'm putting together, the Essential Christmas Music playlist. It's songs that are essential to Christmas and, not necessarily my favorite, not necessarily the best, just the ones that are essential. There's a whole bunch of them. They're all kind of the rules I put in, and I have a whole episode on that. But that's this week. And there's actually a song on here that I do not care for at all. And it's Mary Did You Know. That is not nearly my favorite Christmas song really ever. And if I never heard it again, I'd be okay. But I believe it is essential. And I tried my best not to let bias rule. So, Merry Christmas Baby was a hard one for me to get to two singers on. Elvis Presley was right there, but in the end, Otis Redding and Bruce Springsteen won out. Yeah, so... But yeah, that's this installment of the Essential Christmas Playlist. And you can't stand behind me on that one. I understand. A lot of people can't, but it's just one of the, at first I loved that song, and it's just, it just kind of started wearing on me. And now when I hear it and they say, Mary, did you know? I always say yes, because the angel told her. So I answered the question. So you can stop asking it. As we tell our kids, asked and answered. it's a pretty solid list. I didn't realize that Ray Cundiff and Pentatonics was, these were all randomly selected orders, that they were this close together, but that's okay. So, yeah. Yeah, I agree. The Let It Snow, the Dean Martin version, is really, really great. So, but guys, I appreciate you listening. He said he can get behind me on that one. Oh, yeah. I appreciate that. So, but guys, thank you for joining me here on Christmas Clatter. Like I said, we'll be starting weekly shows here in a couple of weeks, first Wednesday in October. So, Heckum, Christmas is getting here faster. Chris Sicily sitting here can't believe how fast this year has gone by, and he is so right. And as Christmas gets closer, it just seems like it's so far, and then all of a sudden it's here on us, guys. So be sure you're being intentional. Be sure you're making those lists and planning for Christmas and things that we talked about last year heavily. You know, be sure to be planning a little bit more and taking that time to really enjoy the holidays, because before you know it, Christmas 2023 will be over. And we want to make sure to make it as special as possible. As our friend Santa Dad says, you got to make special happen. So take a big deep breath. Halloween, aka the last speed bump to Christmas, is at the end of next month. And let's get there. Until we see you again, guys, keep Christmas hope alive every day.